A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men and women it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." We have a new directive at Bedford Hills Correctional Facility where I minister. It's called the five-bag rule. Everything the women possess, everything, must fit into five large canvas bags, being careful to keep the top 8 inches empty for closure and identification labels. No exceptions, no deviation. Everything must fit in these five bags. The women are finding that this isn't an easy rule to follow, for they have lots of stuff. I thought of this rule as I reflected on today's gospel and the young man who had many possessions. This young man appeared to be looking for a formula, a safeguard. He appears to be an ideal disciple. He's kept the commandments, he's been a faithful follower, and now he wants to be sure of eternal life. The man is ripe and ready for God. He has come to the end of his own resources, the end of what he can do for himself. Jesus looks at him with love, recognizes his willingness to do more, and asks him to do with less. Jesus prescribes not addition, but subtraction. Subtraction is hard work and a constant challenge for me. I had my own experience of the big bag rule, the five bag rule, a few months ago when I moved from one house to another and discovered that my possessions were many. I needed far more than five bags to complete my move. The incarcerated women and I are realizing that what we possess can possess us. God is offering us many gifts, but we have to be free to accept the gifts. We cannot accept gifts if we don't have spare hands to accept them. We cannot make room if all our rooms are full. We cannot follow if we are not free to go. This is why the young man went away sorrowful. He understood that he was not free. His possessions owned him. Like the young man, I'm discovering that my treasures are my possessions, and my treasures are also my reputation, my success, my personal comfort, and even my routine. I'm encumbered by power and control. Sometimes I acknowledge and own my stuff, my possessions. And sometimes my stuff owns me. As I am able to let go bit by bit, I am experiencing an incredible freedom. Jesus knows it's hard to be wise when you own a lot. That's why he tells us to be careful. Make sure we own our stuff. Don't let it own us. Stay within the five-bag rule.